Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life while investing the knowledge into our higher selves. Make sure you sip on something good while getting an eargasm full of real. Stay tuned to a brand new episode. Hola gente linda, welcome to a brand new episode of the Coffee with Curls podcast. It is your girl Mimi once again on this mic. Happy Wednesday. Hope you are doing well and your week is doing good. I am currently recording this episode while I'm in San Francisco, California. I know. I gotta say, this place is beautiful. This is my first time in the West Coast. Never been before. I've always wanted to come to this side of town, but I've just been blessed to say that I'm able to be here with the current position that I'm in. And my job is exposing me to new places that I've never considered even. Not that I even didn't consider, but just haven't had an opportunity, right, to visit. So I tell you, I wish I could stay longer to experience more things here because I'm mostly working. And the one leisure day, I did a few things. I did go and investigate and checked out the area. I was staying in downtown San Francisco. So where I'm staying, there's like everything. Shopping, restaurants, you literally can walk everywhere, which is pretty dope. So you don't even need a car. I do have a car rental, but honestly, I don't even need it, just to be honest with you. I could have just left from the airport, but I got the car. It's been parked. I didn't even use it because of the convenience. And plus, I'm here with another, separately though, with my coworker. We met up and we just took their car to what we need to do to the site and stuff like that. So, but it is, I gotta say, it is really gorgeous here. I'm just like in awe with the city. I was like, I definitely have to come here to check out some stuff. I had planned to go check out the Golden Gate. I got to see it from a distance, not as close as I wanted to, because I guess at a certain time, I've heard this from different people. It's like I don't want to say shady, but you just have to be careful, right? Because it's a tourist place. And I'm really not familiar with the area and I didn't plan it well. So I'll definitely have to come back and check that out in the daytime, because there's also like other places around there that it's like arts and museums. And I want to check that out. But that closes pretty much around 5. And I just got back from work around almost after 5. So the timing didn't work out as much as I wanted to. Plus, there's museums close to me. I found out there was a museum of the African diaspora, which I can walk to. But once again, by the time I got back from work, the museum was going to close at 6. So it wasn't really worth it. You know, by the time you get back, you know, change to something more comfortable because I'm in business wear. And go there, I wasn't gonna get to enjoy it. And so I'm like, okay, now that I know that I've been here, I can plan a trip or extend my stay the next time, either from work side or just come in personal time. Take a few days off and just like enjoy it, where I can just be like, you know what? I'm gonna be a tourist. I'm gonna start doing that. I'm gonna be a tourist. I think that sometimes you make it sound like that's a bad thing, and it's not. Go enjoy a city, even your own city, and check out the things that folks come from all over the world to see. I think that, and I'm speaking from being a New Yorker, born and raised, there's so many things that I have not seen, even to this day, as born and raised in Brooklyn, that people come from the world, all the world, to go check out these monuments and all amazing kinds of stuff, museums. Well, I'm a museum girl, so I can't say I haven't been to museums in New York. But just things like, I've never been to the Empire State Building, just facts. And this is very common for people that are born and raised in New York. We don't really check those things out. I gotta say that I was very fortunate to have gone to the Twin Towers before all that tragedy had happened. I had gone as a child. But just, we have so much dope stuff in this, listen, in this country that we should take some time to see, you know, and enjoy it and just live in the moment. And I don't know, I'm reflected on that and I want to do better. I'm just saying, I want to do better on that and I'm going to go enjoy that and bask in what we got. We got some dope shit, you know? I'm just saying, just throw it out there. As we have, I'm in this mission of enjoying the different states and the different things that I get to see. And why not, right? Just enjoy where we at the moment. And this is going to be a lead way to what I really want to talk about, you know? Really basking and enjoying the things that you ask for, right? I had to have a conversation with myself. I've been meditating, praying, journaling away of all the things and goals that I wanted to accomplish. And something that was very, 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 that came into my awareness was the thing that I'm currently in. You know, I worked so hard in my career, busting my ass to be in the position where I'm at now. And it's almost like too good to be true, right? But I'm like, why are you feeling this way? What's going on? It's why are you feeling like this? You worked your ass off and you deserve all that stuff. And I had to be open to embrace the good. Sometimes we say we want things, we write this, we have vision boards, we journal things, we claim these things. And when the success comes, you're like, why is this happening? Like, why are we like this? Why am I like this? Right? The question of you want these things, you're getting it, and you're like questioning, why do I have it? Like, that's some crazy shit. Like, why am I like this? Come on, Mimi, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this head on. Why are you feeling like this? And this comes from a very from a place from how I've grown up, just to be really honest. Coming up in an environment where I didn't have enough, feeling guilty of this is some real shit. Feeling guilty how I'm moving forward and going after things and seeing my loved ones not do their best. Family members that are stuck in a mental space, right? And as I really started to understand the power of choice. Intentions and going after the things. It has been challenging sometimes for me to move forward, right? Because it's like I want to put my hand out and like, come with me, come along, let's be successful. But the truth of that is, everybody's not gonna go in the path that you're gonna go along. You know, and I've heard this before, right? I've heard this before plenty of times. And I understand that my logical side understands this, right? But the way I'm feeling about it, it's very contradictory. I do, you know, even a perfect world, if I can pull the people that I love and be like, let's come to this side. This side is so much better. I promise you, it's gonna be okay. But we all gotta do our own work to be in the space, in the environment, and anything we want for ourselves, you know, and in life, the work belongs to us. That's some real shit, you know, and as I've always been very honest with you guys, this is where the therapy comes in and you understand the whole psychological side of things. And just when you're feeling something is real, right? Your feelings are real. And you got to acknowledge and give it space. Just can't let it consume you, right? I have to really acknowledge that. I'm like, where is this coming from? Why am I feeling like this? And I talk myself through it. And it's going to be, like, for me, honestly, it's going to be fine, but I have to give it the space to be. Not just stay there, but just the space to be and be like, you know what? Be truthful to me. This is why I'm feeling like this. But at the same time, open up to embrace the things that I said that I wanted, that I worked for, that I've, I'm gonna, kind of getting tired of the word manifest. That's another story. I might tell you guys why now. I think that sometimes the word manifest is being used in a way that it's become a turnoff for me in a lot, because even with manifesting, you still got to put in the work. You just don't close your eyes and go to bed and be like, well, I'm going to manifest this. Yeah, that sounds great. But the truth of the matter, even when manifesting, you got to present a plan and how you're going to do that stuff. Okay. We all can create the lives that we want, even when there's bump in the roads and challenges and all that good stuff that comes along. I get it, right? But that being said, I known how I felt and really sit there and just talk it out, acknowledge it, so I can move forward to go back into embracing it. You know, we work hard for things that we want, and this is where you have to be conscious of not talking yourself and self-sabotaging can come along easily, because you're like, and you just do it because subconsciously, it's, for me, I've done that. And I've worked very hard to get out of that space. And I have to be aware, right? Because if I feel I'm going to start doing something like that, I step back and I'm like, whoa, ¿qué está pasando? Stop it. You deserve to be here. You deserve the space. And something that I've been doing the last couple of months, you know, the shadow work, it's very necessary. So you can push through this and be like, what the fuck is going on? So you don't stay stuck in previous behaviors. Because even those behaviors are comfort zone, even if they're destructive, they are. And that's a whole conversation within itself, is stay in a space where you can self-sabotage and just destroy the things you allegedly want. So I want to be on the other side of things. So this is going to be new. So I'm doing things different so I can achieve things, you know. And I know that a lot of us struggle with this, you know. I'm with you. I get it. It's a work in progress. I always mention how I am a student and forever a student of life. And I continue to want to be and propel. You know, like they say, we're not here for a long time, but a good time. So I'm trying to make the best of what life has to offer. And how do I play? What role do I play? Where do I want to be? And just really be aware, right? So make sure that when you're working towards your goodness, whatever it is, be mindful to not self-sabotage yourself. Enjoy it. It belongs to you. It's been created for you to have. And I had to have that conversation with me, you know? And so once I went and had the steps and talked about it, I said, you know what? It's all good. And it's going to be good. Because once I get over this, I can embrace the next thing that I'm working on, or whatever you want to call it, goals, achievements, or whatever it is, so I can invest myself in it. So I hope that this message resonates with you. And let me know what you guys think. Have you prayed, meditated, or went after something, and after you've gotten it, you're like, okay, now what? Or is it good to be true? Let me know. Hit me up. Follow your girl on everything, Coffee with Curls. And on to the next one. Have a great one, people. Hey, gorgeous people. One last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast,
Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.